This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Thralls of Cthulhu.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Kind of rhymes, thrall and call. No, these guys, they're priests and just adherents to Cthulhu. You know, they're up there in his entourage, and to say how much they love Cthulhu, they're like, I'll give up all my appearance. I'll become a fleshy sponge thing for you,
yep.
Baby.
They stay as themselves, unlike a lot of these, like not the daughters of Atlak Naka. Like
right.
These things actually just are themselves. They just turn into this weird, you know, again, spongy thing here. This is definitely like from post-Lovecraft Cthulhu mythos. This is another Brian Lumley story. But it's from the Fairground Horror. Like, I gotta read that, man. Like,
yeah.
Like those compilations of all the Cthulhu things, like da, 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 you know, I don't know how the fairground plays into this.
See, here's the thing, though. I wonder if it's like a carnival thing, because when I hear fairground, then I think of the only time I ever go to a fairground, which is, you know, for a, you know, carnival kind of thing. Yeah. It could also be like, you know, the swap meet. Yeah, like a swap meet. Lots of estate auctions happen at fairgrounds,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Livestock judging.
The estate sale does not sound like a good...
You know, although an estate sale does sound like a setup for, you know, finding an artifact that would take you.
Thing, yeah. I love the text of this when I talk about it, where it's like, you know, it's one of his friends, which, or somebody he knew, the thing that had been his brother, you know, which now where the top of his head had been, wore a cap of writhing white worms of finger thickness, like some monstrous sea enemy, sucking vampirishly at the still living brain. That's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
See, I don't know why you would want to become one of these. Like, you do get additional stats. You seem so much more fragile. And also, you have to have somebody sponge bathing you the entire time, because you got that skin membrane kind of thing.
You're super not fragile. Like, if you are killed by anything physical, you just turn into a fart and then come back to life.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, fully reformed. If you die from magic, then you die.
Yeah.
And as you get older, you can only reform if you're submerged in salt water.
And then eventually you retire to live beneath the sea.
Yeah. And you just go and you probably are serving the deep ones who have to serve the star spawn, who have to serve the watchers.
Yeah, I know. Out of the way, old man. When you say you turn into a fart, you're really underselling it. When you die, you turn into a cloud of gray, foul-smelling gas.
Yeah, you literally like turn into a fart that then reconstitutes.
Yeah,
like your punishment for dying is you have to live as a fart for a short time.
Yeah, I guess I picture these guys having the consistency of wet bread.
Yeah, that's probably about right. They're probably real disgusting.
Yeah,
you know, like it's all these dark gifts and things you could take up in this. Like a good reason not to do them is you'd never get laid again.
Well, I mean, that's specifically, you know, brought here. Thralls retain their previous sexual characteristics, but the distorted organs are sterile. They don't say non-functional. I think that you end up having, like, crazy cult sex.
Yeah, maybe, but only with other wet bread golems.
Well, yeah.
I guess that's not true, though. They probably are, like, insane cultists who, like, you know, their wires are crossed.
That's their thing.
Yeah, that's their thing. Like, it's just like, oh, this is, you know, I'm closer to Cthulhu, so that turns me on a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
it just it's very hard for me to look at this transformation as anything other than a punishment.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
And most of them are.
Right.
This is an unusual one.
Yeah. This is one that you undertake willingly. You have to go to great lengths to do this. But eventually there's plenty of fishmen in the sea. You're going to find somebody to, you know, to squash your wet bread against.
Yeah. Yeah. You do. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's interesting that once you do this, certain skills can never improve.
Mm-hmm.
And once you turn into this thing, you can no longer use bargain, climb, credit rating, which I know what that skill means, but it's very funny that they had to say that you can't actually, like, you know, can you present some ID? credit rating, fast talk, first aid, persuade, and ride. Like, you lose the ability to ride a horse because you are made of wet bread. Very funny. I guess being poured into a saddlebag is not riding. So.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.